help with your computer, and when the thunderstorm happens, the power goes out, are you digitally safe? Our computer guy, Agent Derek Meister at the Geek Squad, on the line for the next few with a couple of tips. Derek, good morning to you.
Morning, Bill.
All right, we're talking precaution, I guess. Thunderstorms, flooding, sudden power losses, power surges, and you got computers, TVs plugged in. Bad things can happen, right?
Yeah, this time of year is when we'll start to see a lot of people bringing in TVs or computers with power supplies that have been damaged just from either electrical surges, brownouts, or things along those lines because of the summer storm.
All right, a few tips on how we prevent a problem and prevent us from having to come in and get it worked on.
Yeah, the very first thing you want to do is you obviously want to make sure that the computer or the TV are connected to a surge protector rather than either connected straight to a wall or even a simple power strip. A lot of those power strips will have some surge protection, but not all of them do. So when you do go to purchase a surge protector, you just want to kind of go through all the features on that to make sure that it'll actually help protect that. Some people will go as far as getting what they call a whole house surge suppressor. This is a device that basically plugs into the incoming electrical outlet and basically can help protect all of the house. Now, it won't be able to stop all surges, so you would still want to use individual protectors for each of those devices.
All right, now a question. I've got a surge protector on the computer at home, but I'm not sure how old it is. Do those things last forever?
No, they do wear out and cease to protect over time, just like any other piece of electronics. So you do want to kind of look at, you know, how old they are, physically inspect them. And if you're not quite sure, you can always, you know, ask a Geek Squad agent about any kind of recommendations on that specific protection.
Right. Now, when you lose power, some people have, generators, but also there's ways with your computer now with these, what are they called, UPS supplies?
Yeah, uninterruptible power supply. Basically, or you'll also hear them called battery backup. Essentially, they look like an oversized surge protector, but they actually have a battery in there that charges itself automatically during normal use. And then when you do have that electrical storm and the power goes out for 5-10 minutes, it'll actually run that computer off of that battery backup. So that way it gives you time to actually shut the system down. A lot of them will even have where you can plug in a USB port to it straight to the computer, and software will cause it to automatically start that shutdown after so many minutes. So that way you kind of prevent any kind of data corruption or issues with your file system.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, is with me talking about storms and are you digitally safe. You've talked about current a lot. Let's talk about programming, backup software, that sort of thing. Give me a few tips there.
One of the big things is that you do want to have some kind of backup plan. Most people, unfortunately, do not back up their data, and realistically, your data, your photos, your documents, your music, your videos, that's really the most important thing on that computer. Everything else can be replaced. So one of the things that you can do, depending on the version of Windows that you have, the current version of Windows 7 actually does have some basic backup software built into it that will automatically back up your data to an external device, like an external hard drive. You can get the more advanced software like Genie Backup Manager, Norton Ghost, or Second Copy to kind of give a little bit more control. But really the important thing is to have some kind of plan in place. And then from there, where you back it up is also your next question. You can either back it up to an external device like a USB hard drive, a flash drive, or a CD. Generally, most people we would recommend, where possible, looking at least an external hard drive. These days, you can get a 500 gigabyte hard drive for anywhere between $60 and $80. So really, that way you can back up all of your data. You're not worrying about running out of space.
Derek, I got about a minute left. Let me ask you about a couple things I hear advertised. Number one, these online backup services that supposedly work in the background and storing files. You got any recommendations or thoughts on that sort of thing?
Yeah, there's a lot of really great ones on there. They're really good just because they actually take your data, get it off of your computer into a protected server online. So that way, if something ever happens to your computer, fire, flood, theft, you always have that data backed up somewhere else and you can easily pull it down. So everything from iCloud, SugarSync, eVault, Carbonite, there's a ton of different ones out there. Pretty much really, again, the differences between them is price as well as what kind of additional features or space. And again, if you have any kind of questions about that, feel free to send them over to us at facebook.com/geeksquad. We can actually answer, any questions you have around that backup.
All right. What's iCloud, by the way?
iCloud is actually a service for Apple devices. Basically, you can use it with your Windows system, but it'll allow you to not only back up, but kind of sync data in between your iPhone, your iPad, and that sort of thing. You're actually seeing Google and other companies coming out with similar things. So Google Drive is actually in the process of being released to the public. Many people do already have access to their current beta version. But again, that's where you put in a contact in your phone. It automatically backs it up to the internet as well as syncs it between all your devices is really the purpose of that.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with a few tips. Good information. We'll also link up at WTAM.com, keyword Bill, if you want to follow up, and also go to the Geek's website. Good info. Derek, thanks much. All the best.
Thank you.